Did it just get fatter in here? Oh wait, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
Kendall, I want you to know that I always adhere to the rules of podcasting, which is concisely stated in the acronym ABH, always be hosting.
Oh, sugar, sugar. That's all we're doing.
Candle, candle.
We're doing a show about sugar.
This is a sugar show. And we hope you're listening to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I really hope you're listening when we're doing this off and
nothing.
Cliff, are you so excited to be talking about sugar?
Kendall, I've
Do you
never,
love it?
Do you love it? Have you ever just eaten a spoonful?
Oh, God, no. Well, unless...
No?
Unless you count Pixie Sticks when we were kids.
I mean, isn't that just flavored sugar?
Yes. But, I mean, I've never, like, just taken a scoop of sugar out of the pantry and be like,
You haven't?
No. Do you do that?
No. But well, then... I feel like I have at some point eaten.
I have done it to butter before.
Ooh.
I didn't say I enjoyed it, but I tried it.
I think that's repulsive.
Well, I think sugar, a spoonful of sugar by itself is repulsive. That's without any flavor.
Butter. Yuck. I can't handle it.
Now, no, but you know what? Susan actually really does like, just what? She'll eat butter out of this. I'm like, well, I don't think it's great. I tried it once because she loved it. I do not like it. But she loves it.
Gross.
Loves butter.
Come on, Susan. Get
Come
a
on,
life.
Susan. Get a life.
Get a clue. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's a little old internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99, also known as Bushel Town's own KBSH radio station.
Rye 99.
That's it.
And we come on at 4 a.m. Sunday mornings if you're listening live.
That's my favorite hour of the week.
My favorite hour.
I do. I wake up at 4 a.m. I'm just excited to hear
it. I call it the Lord's hour.
That it is, Cliff.
Listeners call it their magic
hour. Oh, my goodness, dear. Someone mentioned the Lord, dear. It's a time for prayer.
Praise Christ.
We're talking about the Lord's channel.
I'd love to see that channel. What channel is it, boy?
I think that's the one with that preacher on it, dear.
Yeah, I don't know why he said channel.
What did you mean,
the Lord's Chapel?
What did you say, the Lord's Hour?
The Lord's
Hour.
Oh,
dear, the Lord's Hour. Sunday morning.
Every hour is the Lord's Hour.
Quite right.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
Isn't this a beautiful place, dear? Oh. This beautiful courtyard of this motel, dear.
Look at that fountain over there.
It's something. It's nice.
Oh, look at Fonky and Opie. They're dropping coins and making wishes.
Dear, so beautiful. Wonderful. That's such a wonderful sentiment.
Oh, sugarlum.
Now, dear, did you hear about Crockpot's date that's coming, dear? It's a very big deal.
A date? Who's she dating?
Oh, dear, she made a blind date from the newspaper here in town.
Oh, my God.
Does he know who this person is?
No, but he's of upstanding moral character.
Yes, dear, he can
and that's
very
why I allowed it.
Yes, dear, it's very wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful person for Crockpot to meet, dear. It's going to be a love story, I know.
I think so. His ad was all about moral turpitude.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I hope he's into travel.
Oh, we
we
are.
We can't lose Crockpot.
We're on an extended ride tour.
Oh, dear, I'm sure he'd be happy to go along.
Oh, you know, all things work out to the glory of the Lord.
Oh, dear, you're always right, dear. Well, look, we're going to go help Crockpot get ready for this wonderful date. I'm going to make her look beautiful.
Oh, do you have your curling iron?
Oh, dear, I never travel without my Crockpot. Okay. They're going to do a makeover on Crockpot, it looks like.
I guess so.
Get the spinning makeover chair out.
Get the spinning wheel. Kendall, sugar.
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 Sugar. Sugar.
That's what it does to you.
Tell me more about sugar.
Well, I'm going to start off by telling you just a terrorizing fact that we're only supposed to have 36 grams of sugar a day as men.
Oh.
And women are supposed to have 24 grams or 6 teaspoons. We have that like before we wake up. You and I.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we really?
That's in our coffee.
In our coffee.
No, but I do eat a lot of sugar.
Do you?
Yes, I
what
love
sweets.
What
do you sweets.
Put it on? I don't have to put it on anything. It's in everything I eat.
Ooh, lucky.
I don't have to add any extra.
Oh, so
lucky.
See, that was my grandmother. That was her secret ingredient to everything.
Sugar?
Uh-huh.
See, my mother's was salt.
Oh, no. See, my grandmother, you would say, oh, what's in this meatloaf? Half a cup of sugar. Everything. Every single thing. She sugared
it.
She would, you know, take a big pre-sugared bag of Country Time lemonade,
mm-hmm.
put two extra cups of sugar in
there.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, is this not added the sugar yet?
This is not sweet enough for me, is what she would say. But anyway, Kendall, too much sugar can increase the overall risk for heart disease.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we gotta cut it back.
Gotta cut it back. And did you know, Heinz ketchup contains 1 teaspoon of sugar in each tablespoon of ketchup?
I didn't know it contained that much, but I knew it was a lot. We get the no sugar added ketchup.
Oh, look
trying
at
to cut
you.
Back on the sugar.
What role model?
You know, sugar's the only taste that humans are
born craving.
Oh, yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. We never had a chance. We never even stood a chance.
The cards were stacked against us when we were born.
Listeners, just give it up. You were born craving this.
Just give it up. That's the sentiment of today.
Give it up. Sugar and alcohol have similar toxic liver effects. So just because you're off the sauce.
I'm still on the sauce.
Your liver should not be living it up.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
That's why my liver's still hurting.
It's still hurting. You wondered. You thought it was just residual pain like an amputee feels.
Nope.
Nope.
Still hurting.
It's still hurting.
Cliff, I do love sugar. Now, what's your favorite source of sugar?
My favorite.
Yeah.
Source.
Like what? Like whether it's
the sugar canes of Hawaii.
No, I mean like what do you eat that has sugar in it that's like your favorite? It gives you the sweet buzz of the sugar.
See, I'm like everything I eat has is made totally of sugar. What about you?
I mean, I know that mine would be candy, and even more, it would just go back to the Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah.
That is like my favorite source of any kind of sugar. I just want a whole bunch of them all day long.
I love candy. I love donuts and pie and cake.
All those things.
I love ice cream with hot fudge all over the place.
It's all over my face.
That's the second place it goes. Kendall, did you know lemons have more sugar than strawberries?
What?
I should have told you to sit down.
Oh, that was a big old truth bomb.
That's a bomb of truth.
Lemons are so, like, sour.
So
you wouldn't think
sour.
They have any sugar in them.
You wouldn't think it, but it's true.
See, all this time I thought I was being healthy.
Nope.
I'm just getting more sour.
Just biting a bag full of lemons a day.
Thought I was being healthy.
Wrong.
Cliff, now do you
my. Have you seen Mrs. Butter 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 Turns, her floral ecstasy perfume?
Yeah, I've looked everywhere.
Oh, but you must have left it here in the booth.
Oh, my goodness.
Look over there behind Kendall.
Oh, dear, what is this over
what
here?
What is that?
Oh, don't spray that. That's Charles. Oh, that's
his
axe.
Oh.
Oh, it smells awful.
Smells like a middle school locker room.
Oh, it's terrible, dear. Look over there, dear. Is it over in that corner?
What is this that I'm seeing here? Oh, my.
Oh, that's Charles' underwear.
I thought it was an oily, soiled rag.
Oh, my goodness, that's disgusting, dear. Someone really should clean this booth up.
Pardon me. I'm having a bowel attack.
I cleaned it yesterday. Oh, there and there.
Oh, there.
I think it was brought on from that perfume you sprayed.
Oh, my goodness, dear. We should spray something else to get rid of that smell.
Oh, there's the floral ecstasy. It's
under
Kendall's notes over there about sugar.
Kendall, dear, I asked you specifically when I came
she
in.
She asked you right when she came
in. You asked me and asked me.
Oh, pardon me, my bowels.
Dear, let's get you out of here, dear. The smell is way too intense for you. And get your makeup started, dear. Oh, it smells awful in here. That's wonderful. We need some sugar to cut it.
Kendall, Americans, God bless the USA, eat 10 times more sugar than all other food additives.
Oh my God.
Except for salt. They're also big fat salt eaters.
10 tons.
Times.
Oh, I thought you said 10 times. Well, that's even more.
That's relative to that, yes.
Cliff, did you know that just a bottle of Coca-Cola?
Oh.
Has 65 grams of sugar, which, as we talked about earlier, is like double what you're supposed to have for that.
I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Do you remember that song about Coke, Kendall?
Was that about Coke?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that started something.
No, Kendall, Brazil is the world's largest producer of sugar cane. Let's give them a hand. Thank you, Brazil.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Brazil.
I just don't know what to say to you.
Oh, speaking of sugar, you know, I had, in a, not this motel where we are today, but our previous motel, I don't know how it happened. I guess I left out like a banana or something. Okay, it was a banana cream pie. And I left it out overnight on the counter. And I woke up one morning and ants all over the place. And and I'm not used to, like, I don't know how we've avoided ants this far on the ride tour, but we haven't had them. And I was so worried. And I became a horrible maniac because I just was killing them right, left, kill, kill, kill. And they would come out. Yeah, it was awful. And I thought, I'm so sorry, I don't want to kill you, but I can't have 100 ants giving birth in my luggage and carrying you on to the next town.
We can't be taking ants with us.
No. Do you kill the ants when you see them?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I know. I feel bad when I do it, but
I took a spider in a cup out to the balcony the other day. Yeah. But these ants, I thought, I can't have ants follow me around forever.
Well, they just like, they could tell all the friends, and before you know it, it's just, there's, if they knew how to be polite and only one or two visit at a time, it'd be different.
Right.
It's not like spiders even. They'll keep multiplying, but they don't just like, just say, hey, come this way, form a line.
Oh, it was very scary, but yeah, I was all of a sudden like the Terminator.
I know. I see one or two and I'm like, no, because I grew up with ants in the house and I cannot, because my mother, as you know, loves so much sugar. It was just everywhere. So I couldn't, I can't have ants.
Kendall, the sugar trade is one of the most complex in the world, and you'd never understand it even if I tried to explain it to you.
Well, I might not understand it, but I do understand one of the agreements governing the sugar trade, and I love the sound of it, so I remembered it, the anti-dumping agreement, which tries to prevent large sugar producers such as the U.S. and Europe from dumping their surpluses on other world markets at low prices. The anti-dumping law.
I thought, really, that it was going to be they can't dump their extra sugar into the
I did too. I was like, why would they be dumping sugar? It's so good.
I'm like, these fish are going to be addicted.
Well, and that's the second big problem of the world.
Are they born addicted like humans?
Oh, you know it.
Might as well face it, we're all going to die. Kendall, what is the first segment that I like to call
Dear
Cliff and Kendall?
Yeah, of course. We want to help some people.
I want to help. Look, Mr. Snodbaum, they're over there helping Crockpot. They're curling her hair.
Let's all do some help.
Oh, they just burned her face with the curling
iron. Well, sometimes when you're helping people, you hurt them too.
Uh-oh.
But
sometimes
just,
we hurt the ones we love.
That's just part of the game. You got questions.
We've got answers.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
All right, Kendall, give me a Dear Cliff and Kendall.
All right, let me get my letter out here.
Please.
Oh, it's got ants all over it.
Uh-oh.
All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall. Oh, I don't know why they said that. My wife and I live in a small town in the Northwest. After many years here, feeling that a warmer climate may be better for us, we decided to retire and move to a 55-plus community and feel like the Golden Girls. We researched and visited several and recently bought a home in one of about 5,000 residents and a lot of senior activities.
Fine.
What doesn't sound better than that? After closing, we stayed around for several days to get better acquainted and got a rude surprise.
Oh.
Everyone we met was very friendly, but quite a few seemed to have a grudge about at least one other person in the community. We've always made friends easily. And what can you do or say around some people when you're friends with the other neighbors who have grudges against these other neighbors? If you're friends with them, you can't be friends with us. So what do I do? I'm not taking sides in the South.
Leave.
Get out of there. Okay.
Sell and don't mention these bitch neighbors to the realtor.
I would tell them what for first, though.
But don't you think, isn't it just a sad state of affairs that that's just human? That's where humanity has gotten. That's all.
Yes.
It's as far as we've gone.
People, if people would just like open up to accept one another and try to love one another and get along.
Yeah, get the hell over it.
Yeah, who cares?
Shove it.
We all got problems. Grudges.
All right, now I've got one that's gonna really help some people here. Let's see. So it says, dear Cliff and Kendall. Oh. One of my coworkers constantly interrupts when I'm having a conversation with other people.
What's that?
It doesn't seem to matter who I'm speaking with or what the subject is. She'll interrupt in the middle of the conversation and everybody must stop and look at her. We're in a professional environment and I feel her behavior is extremely obnoxious. The subjects she discusses are things like the sandwiches her husband bought the day before, what they had for dinner that night, or whatever it is that's trending at the moment. She never discusses work-related issues, Cliff and Kendall. This happens every day and it's disruptive and horrifying. Cliff and Kendall, would you kindly share some ideas on how to deal with this crazy lady's interruptions? Oh, and that sign bothered in Busheltown.
When she starts talking, you just say, shut it, Nancy.
Shut it, Nancy. No, Kendall, let's live in a society of love and peace.
Love and peace. I would very peacefully and happily and calmly just, like, interrupt her in the middle of the story and say, oh yeah, and how that relates to this that we're talking about is this. And then you just gotta get the train back on the tracks.
Oh, Kendall, and they used to tell me that I was passive aggressive.
Oh no, I got the award last year.
You got the award. Oh, Kendall, no. I think what you need to do is go to your office's HR representative and say, can I make a PowerPoint slideshow for the office?
I think you say you just leave. You just sell and leave.
Best case scenario, you just quit your job and work somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, creatively get this woman fired.
Another passive aggressive way to get rid of it.
That's pretty aggressive. Okay. It's secretly aggressive. It's
hard drive throwing aggressive.
It's, oh my God, is that her date coming in over there?
What? Oh my God. It's,
is it, why is he wearing like a priest collar?
I don't know. Is he a priest?
What?
Oh my goodness. Oh no, it seems much. Date. Oh, he's a minister.
Oh, very scandalous. Oh, I don't know why he would put his name on this blind dating.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, but at least we know he's good friends with the Lord.
Oh, dear, you're quite right. It's probably good for a crockpot. She could use a little Lord in her life.
Oh, I don't know. What about the church, dear?
Oh, my goodness, dear. You're right. Let's go talk to him.
This is the scandal of the century.
This is turning terribly wrong. We've got to take a break.
Yeah, let's stop her. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Otto? Where are you? Otto? Otto? Huh? Otto, you're on fire! Otto, you found a cigarette. Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very bad for your heart. Well, I know I don't have one, but humans do, and I think we should set a good example. Well done, Artu. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke.
I hear you shiver with Antissa. Patient. The wait is over. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back. I guess ministers are allowed to date. I mean,
I didn't think they were.
But, I mean, preachers are.
Yeah, I think I think it's different culture here. I think he's wearing that. It's not like really a priesthood like neck collar.
It's like a religious guy.
Yes, yeah, he's just like a preacher or something.
He's just maybe a little
like a Southern Baptist or something.
Probably. So it's probably a damn missionary.
It's okay for him to date. Mrs. Potter Butterbutter turns out she was relieved and she's very happy that. That it looks like she said he's a great man for her. So,
oh, they're sitting over there by the fountain looking at each other. I don't know.
They're staring into one another's eyes.
Could be a love match.
Is it a match? We'll see.
Is it a match?
Like we're on a dating show. Now, Crockpot, they did.
Losing.
She looks beautiful. They did a great job. Yeah. Mrs. Potter Butterbutter Turn made her dress out of those drapes from the inside of the motel.
Yeah, you can't see that curling iron burn on her face at
all. No, she covered that with a doily. It looks great.
Yeah, it's a look from it's just, it's, and stylish.
It's like when Crockpot came down the stairs, she looked like it was in slow motion.
It was. Was because she had her foot caught in that in that cord to the lamp. That's why it fell on Charles the Contractor.
Well, good, good.
Oh, Kendall, let's wish peace and happiness and love for everybody.
I'm trying to be happy and
would
just
you
wish
try,
love.
Stupid?
It's just Charles.
Come on,
it's just Charles. There's one person in this world that just makes me so angry, and I can't get over my vitriol for him.
Kendall, just because he dropped your suitcase in the well.
It's not all he did.
He was trying to demonstrate that the suitcase was too big to fall in, but he got the size wrong.
Yeah, what about all these leech marks all over my body from all the leeches that were in my clothes?
He put those in. He thought that they were going to take this bad smells out. He thought that those was nature's Febreze.
Let's be happy. Let's move on. So I don't want to think about it anymore. I'm going to move on.
I'm not thinking about it.
I know you're not. We're thinking about sugar. I could use a little sugar right now. Does sugar give you a calming effect when you eat it, or does it make you a hyper?
I don't stop and think about the effects.
Well, when I eat sugar or when I drink a Coke or something, I feel like this, and I know it's like endorphins releasing, but I just feel like this, like, just like floating down my body. It just feels like so, and it may be this sugar high that everybody talks about, but to me it just feels so calming because I'm like, home, I'm home.
No, me, I take one bite and I'm like, what am I going to eat after this?
Well, I didn't say I wasn't thinking about the next bite, but I was enjoying that moment.
Well, that's good that there are things you can enjoy this day and age.
Well, so that's about it now, sugar.
Honey, would you agree it's time for some shout out?
Let's shout it out.
Shout it out.
Shout it
out.
Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out.
Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out.
Shout it out. Shout it out.
Shout it out. Shout it out. Fashion.
Oh.
Because in the past and the present. Because I happened to catch a badly dubbed episode of The Nanny on TV in the motel the other day. And I couldn't really make out what they were saying. But there was this guy came in. He came in to tutor one of the kids, you know, for French. And it was like a joke because he was like this hot stud tutor. But he was wearing a suit. And his suit was so loose and floppy.
Oh, yeah.
In the 90s. It was so big.
With like the big double-breasted, like...
It was like huge,
yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, now suits are like... You're supposed to wear everything skin tight.
Mm-hmm.
And even for fat people, like us, you go and buy a fat person shirt, and you're like, this cannot be the actual size that it says on the label. Because they couldn't really mean for somebody as fat as I am to wear this shirt as tight as somebody... Who is a hot French tutor?
See, I think the sizes are still around from the 90s, but they just shrunk all the clothing. I don't know. We were meant to be in the 90s.
We were meant to be. So I just want to shout out to Men's Fashion. I'd like for us to get back. You know, 90s nostalgia is big.
Mm-hmm.
Wake me when we get to big loose suits.
Wake me up
before you go. Keep me hosting on the show.
We'll try. All right, Cliff. I'm going to make a shout out to the Rye Farmers of America. They sent us that great, big, large gift basket of rye and candy last week.
God bless the RFA.
And you know, we'll bless you on the show if you send us candy. Shouting out to you.
Shouting out to you.
Come on.
Kendall, I want a shout out. Speaking of edible shout outs,
mm-hmm.
I want to shout out to the aunt and uncle of Sherman Billingsburg, who is somebody who had stayed at the motel before us.
Uh-huh.
And they sent him a care package, and it was delivered to me by mistake. But I opened it up because it had time-sensitive ingredients. I thought, I don't know when Sherman's going to get it.
Yeah.
And so I also...
That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, well, and also I thought, you know what? If I'm getting Sherman's mail, he probably has got stuff of mine, so it's just fair trade. And so, but I opened up this...
He's got your bill.
Yeah. Let's hope. Kendall, yeah, I hope somebody's paying him. But it had ingredients for like 25 people's worth to make s'mores in it.
Ooh.
So I made them all in the motel sink, and it really works if you make them. Because how do you like your marshmallow in a s'mores?
Just warm and gooey.
Ooh, no, wrong. You need to set it on fire until it's totally blackened all the way around. And so it's really easy and really quick. When you just, you set out your graham cracker, your chocolate, catch that marshmallow on fire, let it really, if
you... Where do you roast it? On the...
In the sink.
Oh, just like...
With a fork.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when you said the sink, I was like, well, you run underwater? I was so confused.
That's for safety.
I got
That's just in case the fire marshal walks in.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then you just... Really, you can just let it burn out. Because it will just stop burning. And then it's perfect. And it tastes like a fire. Oh, it's great.
Well, I ate
the whole, like, 5-pound box.
I do usually burn my marshmallow. I do like them nice and toasty. Well, I didn't know what you meant when you were talking about the sink. Oh. I thought you were trying to run water on them or something.
Oh, no, Kendall.
Sorry.
Get with the plan.
I'm trying to. I'm going to give a shout out to the doctor in the last city we were just in, Cliff. I can't remember anymore
because I've been
flying all over the place.
All over the place.
But
I'm just taking a moment here in this beautiful courtyard of this motel.
It's gorgeous. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Crockpot. Is she holding that priest's hand?
Oh, my God. I think they kissed a minute ago. Things are getting serious.
Let's see.
You know, Crockpot, she's just romantic. She'll fall right in love.
She's passionate.
Passionate romantic. But Cliff, anyway, I stepped on a needle that Charles had been using to pull gunk out from under his toenails. Mm. He left on the floor in this booth, and the doctor in the last town, he pulled the needle out, and he gave me a high dose of antibiotics. So shout out to him. That's why I'm still here. Charles is not going to kill me today.
That's one of the better needles that Charles could have left around for you to step on, though. Let's be real.
I mean, I was lucky. There's way other ones, a whole bunch of other ones in there.
Keep on the sunny side there, Kendall. Kendall, I want to shout out in these dark times of sadness and unease around the globe to Jake Gyllenhaal and Madonna, because they just keep it real. They keep the art coming.
They just keep the happy train rolling.
And were it not for
I'd like
them,
to have Billy Joel to that train while you're at it.
Were it not for them, and knowing they're out there working... Fighting the good fight.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know if I could make it.
Well, see, luckily they're on the same train we are. They're just a couple booths up.
We're all on the peace train, and we're just on the caboose.
Yeah.
Peace train, holy roller. Everyone jump on the peace train. Ooh, on peace train.
Peace.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, my. Have you heard? Crockpot, she says this minister, he may be leaving the priesthood for
my
her.
Goodness, isn't
he's
that terrible?
Fallen in love.
Oh, my gosh. I thought he was tying his shoe when he was down on his knee over there.
Oh, no. He says he's considering leaving the church.
Can you believe it, dear? Terrible. We must call the church immediately.
Oh, Sugarlump, do you have the number of the local diocese?
Yes, dear. It's under D, dear. But I can't believe we've started such a terrible thing.
Oh, no.
It's all our fault.
What about the flock? What is a flock without a shepherd?
Oh, my goodness, this is terrible, dear.
Oh, no.
Look, you guys only helped her get ready.
Oh,
we must go, dear. We're going to call him immediately.
Oh, call, dear.
Call the Pope.
Oh.
Kendall, finally, I want to shout out to all the janitors in the world for keeping it clean.
Oh, shout out.
Thank you. Janitors. Don't you just, when you see a janitor out working, you just want to go over, give him a fist bump, and be like, yeah, brother.
I do.
Thank you.
Brothers in cleanliness.
Brothers and sisters in cleanliness. The brothers and sisters of the mop.
That's their union,
that's us. That's us.
Cliff, I have one other shout out, too. To Rye Witness News.
Shout
they did a story about our Rye tour.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Slow news day.
It was a very slow news day. There was a story about that and about Shovel Street not being finished.
Oh.
They used a really good picture of both of us. I think it was like 15 years old, but I'm glad they used it. And just shout out to them, And that's all I'm shouting. I'm not shouting anymore.
I'm not shouting to you. No more. Kendall, it's a show about sugar.
It's a show about shouting.
Do you have any... That's what the critics have been saying. I guess they're saying something about shouting.
Well, I don't have any specific sugar things I want to talk about because I'm just overwhelmed at the number of facts the writer sent me that have to deal with sodas and how much It's double the amount of sugar you're supposed to have, and people drink this much soda a day. It's terrible.
We never stood a chance between us being born addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like you and I both, from early age, just strapped that rubber nipple on top of a soda can.
Yep. Santa Claus was peddling that Coca-Cola.
Yeah, and we just drank Coke after Coke, uh-huh, after Coke after Coke after Coke as big fat children.
I was like, oh, they say you're supposed to have this much liquid a day, so this is my water. And I just thought, water's in it.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's a drink. Uh-huh. How bad can a drink be?
Yeah, I'm thirsty. My body
you
needs it.
You just pee it out.
Yeah, so... Wrong,
kids.
If you're listening, turn your ass around. Don't do what we did.
Drink a glass of water.
Yeah, God.
But here's the damned if you do, damned if you don't. All right, I've been trying to drink more water. What have I been putting in it? Lemon juice. Lemons have more sugar than strawberries.
See? The world's a lie.
I'm feeding my crack addiction moment by moment.
I know it's getting sad in here, but I'm going to have to tell the listeners, please don't touch the
dial. Don't
touch
the dial. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. It's time to play. Don't touch the dial.
Kendall, I've got a don't touch that dial for you.
All right.
Kendall, what Fox series sparked a letter-writing campaign from housewife Terry Rakolta for anti-family values?
Fox, is that The Simpsons?
Oh, close. A little bit before that, it was Love and Marriage. Love and Marriage. Yep. Married with Children.
The original Sin Breaker.
The original Sin. That's how people refer to that. Uh-huh. It's the sitcom Original Sin.
And that's the one that I was like, oh, I love it.
Oh, I love it.
What Mayberryan gave his parents a steel-reinforced concrete septic tank on their wedding anniversary?
Oh, my God. Was it Barney Fife?
Oh, it was.
Oh, thank heavens. For little girls. Kendall, I want to ask you this. What cable awards show was labeled in 1990 as the Oscars of the under 30 set by the San Francisco Examiner?
What were they called? Was that the Nickelodeon Awards?
No. Kendall, no. There's no way you could answer it because we're no longer the under 30 set. We're now the over 30 set. So it's like you're colorblind to it. It's the MTV Video Awards.
Oh, God.
The VMAs.
I was thinking like those kids, the Slime Awards or whatever.
Kids Choice.
Yeah.
That would be like the under 12 set.
Okay.
Kendall, what area was a dimension as vast as space and timeless as infinity? The dimension of imagination.
Was that the Twilight Zone?
Yes. Well, we are living in the Twilight Zone. That's been confirmed,
uh-huh,
right?
Okay. Yeah, confirmed.
Just wanted to make sure it's been confirmed.
It came out confirmed.
We are living in the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
All right.
Cliff, what Ralph Edwards-hosted show related the life of a guest of honor through the tales of friends, associates, and mentors?
Oh, this is your life?
Cliff, this is your life.
Oh.
You know what it would be? It would be me belching. that would be your life.
Oh, what a life.
What a life.
Ooh, what a laugh it really was. What a life. No, I don't. I'm done asking you to not touch the
dial.
All right,
you can touch it.
You may.
You may not touch the dial.
Now resume dial touching.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, dear.
No. Oh, well, the love match is over.
I'm so relieved, dear. This could have been a terrible turn.
He's going back to the church.
Oh, did he chose God, I
what
guess.
Was it? What was the deal?
It turns out he wasn't as interested as we thought, dear.
Oh, no.
Crockpot was very much telling us all these things about romance and love, and they weren't really that into each other.
No, it seems he's really into overweight women.
Well, okay.
That's, you know.
Then the brakes, Crockpot.
Tips the brakes.
Dear, I'm just so happy that we dodge this bullet.
Oh,
so
wait.
To speak.
Wait, what did Crockpot, did you just say you've already got another date?
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
Oh, you've already got.
You haven't even learned.
Oh, well, I guess there'll be somebody else coming up here
dear.
In a minute.
Come on, dear. Let's go get her ready.
Oh, dear. Why don't you give us some of that beautiful floral ecstasy perfume?
Oh, there you go. I'll spray some in the booth as well.
Oh, that's that Axe body spray. Again.
All right, I gotta go to the booth. I can't take this anymore.
Oh.
It's very sad, but that's the state of affairs today.
Oh, all right.
We'll see you later. We're gonna bring your cockpit ready for the next date.
Oh, grab your makeup.
Okay, well, this is awful.
Awful, I agree. This whole, everything is about this is awful.
Well, do you have a quote about sugar or something?
I have
or
a
just
quote.
About life in general?
about life in general.
I have a sugary one.
Oh, well, give me a damn sugar one.
Oh, well, life would pall if it were all sugar. Salt is better if taken by itself, but when tasted as part of the dish, it savors the meat. Difficulties are the salt of life. Yeah, and know that too. Robert Baden Powell.
Oh, Robbie. After the game, the king and pawn go into the same box.
Same box.
Yeah, bitches. And that was an Italian proverb.
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
Glyph, I gotta go. I gotta get out of this booth. I'm gonna go, I'm going to get some sugar.
Oh, look, they're giving Crock-Pot frosted tips.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is awful.